The Science Museum at Center in the Square is now debt-free, with membership sales and attendance on the rise. That's the word from Executive Director Rachel Hopkins as she looks back at 3 years in that post. For starters, there have been 12 new and more interactive hands-on exhibits in the past 24 months.
It goes back to when you were a kid and you can go into the garage and take something apart. That's what we strive for, is giving kids those experiences again, because they're so attached to their phones and video games.
Extensive school outreach programs centered around science and other STEM subjects and National Science Foundation grants in partnership with Virginia Tech are other initiatives she points to. And still to come, within a year, Hopkins says an entirely revamped high-tech planetarium she calls a big deal should make its debut.
It's not a simple matter. We're creating basically a planetarium of the future. I mean, it's the technology that's going to be in the planetarium is not anything that's accessible to the general public anywhere in America.
Hopkins says collaborations with Virginia Tech, the Virginia Tech Carilion Research Institute, and the College of Science have helped provide exhibits that would otherwise not be possible. Gene Morano, WFIR News.